The Naked Truth. This is dedicated to the thousands of people who have made the motion picture industry what it is today. The only business in the world in which the trailer comes first. The preeminent German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche once wrote that to truly understand the human condition and have a good time, it was necessary to go to the movies. Years later, in his classic treatise, Die Geburt der Blues, The Birth of the Blues, he added the now famous warning. But don't buy the juju fruits because they stick in your teeth. From my earliest memories, I've known precisely what my Nietzschean life was, to be an actor. It is the only thing I've ever wanted to do, with the possible exception of driving against traffic in the Indianapolis 500. I'm an extremely fortunate person. I've been honored by my colleagues with 4 Academy Award nominations. I've twice been named Best Actor. I've won 2 People's Choice Awards, a Golden Globe, a Best in Show at Westminster, an American League batting title. I've been a 3-time finalist in the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. I was named Mr. Week of April 23rd on Home Shopping Network. And finally, in August 1990, I received the highest honor any actor could be given, other than participation in gross receipts. I was awarded the coveted Nobel Prize for Good Acting. I was born to be an actor. I remember my mother looking down lovingly at me as I lay in my crib, telling me, "You're 6 years old. Stop acting like a baby." As I grew older, it was my father who inspired me, constantly urging me, "Why can't you act normal like the rest of the kids?" And even later, when women entered my life, I would repeatedly be told, "Why do you always have to act like such a jerk?" I suppose it really shouldn't be surprising that talent ran in my veins. My uncle was the famous actor Gene Herschelt, who portrayed kindly Dr. Christian on radio, television, and in the movies. Uncle Gene was one of the founders of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and each year the Gene Herschelt Humanitarian Award is given in his name. Neither my mother nor my father cared about show business. The truth is that they were both very cold people. In fact, everybody in my family was very cold. This was undoubtedly due to the fact that we lived in an unheated log cabin not far from the Arctic Circle. My father was a constable in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Just after I was born, he was assigned to the small town of Fort Norman, up the Mackenzie River by the Old Mill Stream in the northwest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?